Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And you, too, when you call 244-9455 in area code 217 or log on to willpledge.org. And let's go into the agriculture studio, and here's Dave Thicke with those opening numbers and comments.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. Gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 5.93, up 5 on the open. March, 6.10, up 6 and a quarter. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5.64, up 8 and 3 quarters on the open. March, 5.83, up 7 and 3 quarters. July, 6.04, up 3 and a quarter. December corn opened at 3.90, up 5 and a half on the open. March, 4.06 and a half, up 5. May, 4.18, up 5 and a half. July, 4.28 and a half, up 5 and a quarter. September, 437 and a half, up 7 on the open. November beans open at 885, up 18 on the open. January, 892, up 11 and 3 quarters. March, 904, up 13 and a half. May, 620, up 20 and a quarter. July, 621, up 13 and 3 quarters. And November, 923, up 13 on the open. December soybean meal open at 257, up $5 on the open. January, 256.50, up 280. December soybean oil opened at 35.60, up 15 on the open. January, 36.10, up 15 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
This is the WILL Fall Membership Campaign, and we're here today to ask you to sustain the program you're listening to right now, the agricultural program. And to do that, we need you to help us to raise some dollars needed to pay for the service. I mean, the largest portion of our operating budget comes from listeners like you, not Wall Street, not the government, not the credit market, but you. And so far, we've raised $65,400 on our goal, on our drive for a goal of $200,000 and 300 new friends for this drive. That is great, but we have some work to do, and we're hoping to hear from you right now at 217-244-9455. And George, when they call, their dollars are extended because we have two terrific challenges on the table, $2,000, and we need to figure out exactly where those stand.
And Dave, we're just 13 calls away from leveraging that $1,000 from our friends at Provena Medical Group. So we need 13 more listeners to call in the next few minutes. You can be one of those 13, and we hope you will be one of those 13. Lucky 13 to call at 217-244-9455. If we hit that goal by the end of the closing market report, Provena Medical Group will give WILL $1,000. So your call right now has added impact. And you can also help by calling right now to show your support for the agriculture program, because four of our ag friends, Bates Commodities, Risk Management, AgriGold Hybrids, and the Andersons, they will kick in $1,000 at the end of the drive if we hear from 60 friends of agriculture during the course of the drive. So it's a lot of information, a lot of challenges we're throwing at you. But the main thing is to make your call right now, because you'll be helping WILL leverage more money. Jay Pierce just came in and said 11 more calls by the end of the opening market report, and we will have leveraged that $1,000 from Provena. So call now, be one of 11 at 217-244-9455, or pledge online at thewillpledge.org.
So if you're one of 11 callers, George, the next 11 callers, you'll put to bed that Provena challenge. That's good for $1,000, and your name will also go on the list toward that agricultural challenge of 60 people during the course of this drive for another $1,000, that from Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities, AgriGold Hybrids, and the Andersons. Wow. 10 phone calls to go now. to meet that challenge from Provena and $1,000. And we also can pledge on the web. I mean, not only phone calls.
WillPledge.org.
That's another way of meeting this challenge right now.
We've heard from many people this morning and yesterday who have checked in and made their contribution on our website. It's secure. WillPledge.org. We have a lot of thank you presents that we're offering during the drive. You can check them all out on our website, our newly updated website. Maybe you are interested in New Yorker Magazine for a contribution of $120. But whatever amount you choose to contribute, it all helps. 217-244-9455. Under 10 calls left to go to get us to that Provena challenge in the next few minutes.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you for being part of that $1,000 challenge, Mike. We really appreciate all the fine work that you do there at Risk Management Commodities and your support of this radio station. When you talk to your clientele, what do they say?
Well, I think when it comes to the Will Radio, they categorically say, as far as what you and Todd do on the air and what Ed does for weather and what you do on your weekly email, they say categorically that they've never seen so much good hard work put into a program, and the dedication really does show through. And we hear that at the seminars. We sponsor a lot of seminars with you folks because we're not just doing that because we want to be nice. We're doing that because we want people to come, and they listen to you guys, and they come to the meetings not just to get our analysis but also to meet you and to thank you. And I've heard that over and over and over again when you guys come and are part of our meetings. And so it is hard this time of year, and it's hard during this business cycle to set money aside, but I think that it's really, really important to keep your priorities in check, and this is a very high priority. And just think about your cell phone bill and how much you're spending right now on the combine talking to people on your cell phone and say, okay, I'm going to put that down, I'm going to make two less calls a day, and I'm going to send that into Will Radio. You know, there's a way we can prioritize to find that money to keep something as valuable as what you folks do.
217-244-9455, the number to call. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. We just have 9 more calls to go to meet that challenge from Provena. Another $1,000 into our kitty to help support the programming that you enjoy here on this radio station. Let's jump into the markets, Mike. And let me ask you a question starting with outside markets and the importance as you look at the marketplace of the U.S. dollar right now. That's part one. And part two, is it beginning in a sort of a flagging formation, and where might it zig or zag?
Well, it is. And the flagging formation, we are hope, is to the downside. But technically speaking, the flag formation looks like it's got one more move up. And one thing about the dollar is it's an extremely technical beast unless something big comes in fundamental to change the technical aspect, and that usually happens in 1 or 2 days, where 1 or 2 days of bars or price action can change the technicals to where something like this flag looks bullish, all of a sudden comes in, looks bearish. Something similar to what's happened in the gold here recently, Dave, where the gold looked pretty friendly a couple, 3 days ago, but 2 days worth of price action has turned it more negative in the short term. And so the dollar looks friendly in this flag formation, but as far as the leading indicator to the analysis, it's right up there with the wheat right now. And I think it goes back to the dollar has become a safe haven, even though we're putting an unbelievable amount of bonds onto the open market, which would suggest our debt loads are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Our current account is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And quite frankly, the Europeans and Asians, when you get them alone and get them talking, whether it's on Bloomberg or CNBC or whether it's in Newswire's releases, many of them are saying, we can't afford to carry your debt anymore like we have the last 5 years because you're no longer as powerful as you were financially. And I think that's all dollar weak. Fundamentally, the dollar looks very weak to us. And so it's a battle between the short-term technicals and the more medium-term, longer-term situation with how the dollar looks in terms of the rest of the world's eyes and the fact that our interest rates are probably going to have to go up because they're going to need to command more in terms of risk premium and higher yields and higher interest rates to be able to fund our debt that we're running right now.
Nine calls to go to meet our challenge from Provena, and $1,000 on the table. You can help by being the next to call at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support. We take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Eight calls now to go. Be the next to help us meet that challenge as we count it down. Let's take it back to the markets then, the dollar back to the markets. We would like to see it a little bit weaker. But as it's moving sideways, it appears the technicals, at least in the soybeans, are beginning to put a bottom into this marketplace.
You know, you bring up a good point because, number one, we've gotten to 10-year support levels in corn on lead month futures and 20-year support levels in lead month beans. And so the corn and beans, if you look at just the way the price action has been and compare that to the crude oil and compare that to the equities markets, Dave, you've definitely done enough damage from a standpoint of anticipating poor demand and anticipating a severe recession, taking us down to price levels. Literally, we haven't seen it, 10-year support levels in corn, 20-year support levels in lead month beans. If you combine that with what's happened this week, we've seen a neat trend develop. Tuesday and Wednesday, we had late-day sell-offs in the commodities. That did a good job of forecasting late-day sell-offs in equities. Now, yesterday, we had a late-day rally in the commodities, and that helped forecast the equities breaking their cycle of getting really built big sell orders from funds the last hour of trade. And so the commodities have done a very good job of forecasting what the equities are going to do the last part of the day. What was nice about yesterday and what maybe it suggests is by the commodities bouncing first and leading the equities up is maybe the fund liquidation is climaxed now. We've taken enough open interest off the books. And also the credit markets are starting to ease. We've had the 3-month dollar lending rate, which is what a lot of the financial people are really watching right now. It's come down from 6% on Monday to 4.5% today. That's a percent and a half. That doesn't seem like much, but that's huge in a frozen credit market. And so maybe these credit markets are easing, allowing the leverage to play a role again and allowing people to go on margin call again and not force funds out as much. And so we've got some glimmers of hope here. And that's maybe why the dollar has gone sideways and lost its safe haven bias, because those credit markets are unthawing, so to speak.
Three calls to go to meet that challenge from Provena. $1,000 sitting on the table. You can help us put that challenge away right now by calling 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support for the agricultural services and other services of this radio station. And again, we accept American Express, Discover, Visa, and MasterCard. Let's put that challenge away. We just have three calls to go. Mike, the exports were pretty good today, and I know there's been a lot of talk out there about demand destruction hurting the complex. And as I look at it, it's probably hurting the livestock right now more than the grains, but the livestock could be a leading indicator of potential demand destruction later on in the grains. How are you looking at this?
Yeah, we see it as exactly that. And I think the biggest thing we've seen here in the last 2 weeks of trade with the crude oil and the vegetable oil market is the trade has been acting as though that every barrel of crude lost, there's also a pound or a barrel of vegetable oil being lost as well. That's because of that biodiesel. It's because of that energy-food correlation that we had when prices were sharply higher, and they were competing with each other, Dave. But I think the economic fundamentals would say, look, we're at a point now where one of those you cook with and you eat with, the other one you fill your car up with, and the trade, because of its negative psychology, has probably overdone it in our view, especially when it comes to the veg oil side. So we would say, again, because the beans are at 20-year support levels, if the crude oil can just stabilize here, doesn't necessarily have to go up. I think that bodes well for the bean oil and therefore bodes well for the beans. We've gotten a lot of bean harvest done now, and we've seen mostly disappointing yields in the reports we've gotten. So there's a very important trend line on the November composite chart. We can break that $9.902 level, break that trend line, break the 10-day moving average on a closing basis. That really sets us up for a pretty decent technical week next week, and I think that's what we're watching mostly. Another word on demand is the beans. I mean, we had beans over 1 million metric tons in terms of sales this week, 71% above the previous week, double almost the four-week average. I think you can see that the Chinese numbers that came out earlier this week about how their bean demand stays strong in terms of imports and has stayed strong all the way through September, that's still happening. And so the trade continues to focus on this weak demand philosophy or theory because of the financial and wealth destruction. But when you look at the real numbers, you can't really hold that up and say that's exactly what's going on. In fact, I would say to you, if we shift gears over into the wheat, we've got some severe weather problems in parts of Australia and Argentina, and the trade, in my opinion, is glossing over those issues because they keep thinking the wheat demand is poor. So look for the wheat here to become a leader, in our view, and help the corn market and maybe even help the bean market out as well. We don't want to get too bullish at this point, but we want to say that we're at these support levels we haven't seen in a decade or two decades. We're extremely oversold, and we need to build some consistency in the trade. If we can do that, we can at least get a pretty decent technical retracement, even if it's still a bear market, get a technical retracement that looks pretty doggone good.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. A great big thank you to all who contributed to the Provena Challenge. We have made that challenge, $1,000 into the bank in support of agricultural and other programs on this radio station. A huge thank you from all who contributed today. And I just know that the entire staff really thanks all of you for your willingness to support these radio stations. Let's